USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The attorneys for the family of a man killed by a Minnesota police officer are asking for riots across America to stop.
The family's asking everybody to take a breath, just to take a breath for peace, take a breath for justice, take a breath to heal our country.
Attorney Benjamin Crump saying everyone needs to remember George Floyd peacefully protested police-involved deaths of other African Americans. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at promoting international religious freedom.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office, I was there, the president with the first lady and the vice president on either side of him, signed an executive order furthering his policies with respect to religious liberty here in this great country and worldwide.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Gun sales are soaring across America. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
People buying more and more firearms amid protests over the killing of George Floyd, the unrest it's caused in the streets, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates that more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May, and that was an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of big gun makers have also been up recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is rejecting the GOP's plan for a full-fledged convention in Charlotte, telling Republican officials the only way the convention will move forward is with proper health protocols in place. The president and Republicans are wanting a 50,000-person event. This could mean the GOP convention could be moved to either Florida, Georgia, or Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with violence and looting and vandalism taking place across the country, people are speaking out, including former Super Bowl champion and Utah congressional candidate Burgess Owens. Now, he's living in Salt Lake City, and he talks about some of the violence he's seeing in their area and says everyone needs to just step up here and shape up.
When I talk about fighting for the heart and soul of our nation, that's what we're fighting against right now. The heart and soul of our nation is our middle class. It defines our culture. It's where we serve people. We love each other. We come together. What we're up against is Marxism. We have an enemy out there. And what we're seeing right now is a true evil of that. And we have to understand that we find this in most of these blue states, where you have governors who have not only shut down businesses for the last, 3 months, don't want to open them up. And then you have these mayors who actually allow these people to come in and just destroy business across the board. These business, small businesses, where our economy will come back strong, and we have Marxists that are actually up against that. So we have to realize who our enemy is. I'm looking forward to a president looking at these people as terrorists, because that's who they really are, and they need to pay the price for being so.
And finally, a new ABC News Washington Post poll found that 1 in 4 Americans say they would likely or definitely not get vaccinated against the coronavirus, even if a vaccine were available for free. The main reason folks said they would not get vaccinated is because they don't trust vaccines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.